Aloha, and welcome to another class overview. Today, we're dealing with the service department in a most important subject, labor efficiency. The service business is really looked at from two different lenses. One is quality, the other is efficiency. This particular class wants to define and describe efficiency in a manner that can be useful for the management and leadership in the service business. Time, what we pay a technician for, the 2,080 hours in a year, is not all available for the company to be able to charge to anybody. It's not all billable labor. So we end up having a secondary measure of efficiency called billing efficiency, which deals with how much of the payroll hours that we give to a technician are available for us to bill. So we define and describe that circumstance, and we identify all of those things that contribute to a lower billing efficiency. Billing efficiency runs in the 80 percentile range, from 80 to 86%. So we tell you all of those different things that need to be taken out of the available payroll hours and considered as work hours. Then we can start defining and describing labor efficiency. This is an interesting circumstance. The manager gives a piece of labor to the mechanic that covers 40 hours. And what the manager wants is to be able to bill 40 hours. What the technician wants to be able to do is complete the work that is required in the best time he possibly can. They're both after the same goal. The trick is, where did the 40 hours come from? That standard time, that flat rate time, is a lot of the foundation against which labor efficiency is measured. So labor efficiency in and of itself is a very complex issue and one that's subject to debate. This class tries to take all that mystery away from the student so that when they leave the class, they have a clear understanding of how to impact labor efficiency and how to measure it. I hope this explanation gave you a little better understanding of what the class covers. I look forward to talking with you about another class in the near future. Mahalo.